What's up, everyone? Mark here, and welcome to the Blueprint Running on Behind the Human. It's a limited 7-part series with 10-minute episodes, each designed to build one real piece of your mental fitness blueprint. Welcome to episode 5. Let's go. Last episode, you built your practice stack, your daily anchor, your weekly ritual, and some mental fitness to support all of that. Today, we deal with the thing that typically gets in the way of actually running all of this, your blockers, and a reframe that changes your entire relationship to these blockers. So let's start with the reframe around our blockers just to get going. Every blocker you've got is usually trying to protect you from something. It's doing its job. Just not the job you necessarily want right now. Once you can see that, and once you can see what it's actually protecting, you stop fighting yourself and start working with it instead. So I'm going to provide 3 of the most common blockers that I see. Of course, there are others, but just kind of see what feels right as I'm going through these. And I'm sure there'll be elements of all or stronger elements of one. And maybe you just need to spend a little bit of time thinking, like, yeah, actually, I have a completely different blocker. And that's obviously okay as well. The key is that we identify at least one of our core blockers so that we can work with it. Okay, here are the 3 that I see the most often. The need for validation. This looks like chasing external proof that you're doing enough, needing the win confirmed by someone else before it counts. And what it's actually protecting, or one of the things it's actually protecting, the vulnerability of knowing whether your effort actually matters. So it's validation. This validation lets you outsource that uncertainty instead of just sitting in it. I mean, I know this one well. This one is one of my blockers that I've worked with over the years. Here's the reframe that you can use. Validation becomes a bonus, not the fuel. So trust in your own alignment first, and then let external proof be the nice to have, not necessarily the requirement. Here's the second one. The fear of effort not leading to results. Been there as well. This looks like half committing, holding back before you even start, so loss doesn't sting as much. And what it's actually protecting, it's the vulnerability of caring deeply. If you go all in and it doesn't work, that hurts more than if you never fully tried. I'm going to repeat that one because I feel like that one always lands for me. If you go all in and it doesn't work, that hurts more than if you never fully tried. Now, the reframe is effort is one thing you can actually can control. Results were never guaranteed either way. Going all in doesn't guarantee the outcome, but holding back guarantees you'll never actually know. Third one, overthinking. This looks like running a decision in circles or needing to feel completely certain before you move. What it's actually protecting, making the wrong move and having to live with it. Thinking becomes a stand-in for control. So the reframe, overthinking doesn't reduce the risk. It just delays a decision you were always going to have to make. A time box decision beats a perfect one you never make. So those are 3. Here's your job. Pick the blocker that is most active for you right now. I mean, I'm willing to bet there's something in those 3 that resonates with you. And like I said, if not, write down, take some time in silence, make yourself a good cup of coffee or tea or glass of water first thing in the morning, and just sit down and say, like, hey, what's really running in my mind over and over again? Where am I most often hung up when I'm really doing something that's important to me? So once that blocker is identified, what you do is you write down what you think the blocker is actually protecting for you. Now, again, the best way to do this, like, you can't do this at 2 p.m. in between meetings. You need your mind to be somewhat still so you can surface the good stuff, right? So you write down that blocker, then write the one-line reframe you'll use yourself the next time it shows up. just like some of the reframe examples I provided for the options before. Just look at that, take some time, and reframe it in a positive, helpful, useful fashion that allows you to just see it, take a pause, be like, all right, I see the pattern coming up again. Here's the reframe. And then you can move on instead of getting hung up or sent down a spiral, whatever that is. That's it. Doesn't have to be more complicated than that. But you do need to spend a few minutes in silence and stillness to actually surface the insights. And they are there. I guarantee you, if you slow down, maybe do a few minutes of breathing before or meditation or go for a walk and then look at these questions and pull out a journal, get clear on this stuff. All right. The next episode, we are going to build your reset protocol. This is the system, the exact system actually for when you catch a blocker or when your patterns start running the show mid-season, mid 90 days. And this is where you catch it, you reset and come back into the full plan that you've actually been developing to bring you back on track. Now, if you want to skip the building part by hand, as you know, if you've been listening along, you can head over to blueprint.mchampagne.com. This is on the show notes. And I've built a blueprint. I built the tech behind it. It takes 15 minutes to go through your survey or assessment. And with all of that data, you will receive within minutes a full personalized blueprint with all of the sections, as well as, of course, a little bit more detail given. I'll have more detail to put your blueprint together. So if you do that, head over there. Make sure you leverage the coupon code that's running as this series is running, and that is POD50. Use that at checkout. That's POD50 for 50% off while the series is running. See you next episode for the reset protocol.